Welcome to this edition of Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one website for expert investment analysis. Buy Hold Sell is a weekly show where two fund managers share their views on a selection of listed companies in their area of expertise. Buyers and sellers are what make the market, and you'll find that our guests don't always agree on the stocks being covered. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be the first to receive new episodes each week. If there are stocks you'd like our guests to discuss, let us know by leaving a comment in the review segment. Remember, the views expressed in this show are not recommendations to invest. You should seek appropriate investment advice before making any investment decisions. And of course, please read the disclaimer in the show's notes. Let's get into the show.
Welcome to Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets. My name's James Marley, and I'm joined by Junbei Lu from Tribeca and Blake Henrich from Firetrail. And we're going to be talking about a few of their favourites and a couple of exclusions. Blake, let's start with you. Newcrest Mining, big, shiny, a little bit boring. Buy, hold, or sell?
It's not boring, James. I take offence to that. It's a buy. The reason it's a buy is current expectations are that production's going to decline over the next 5 years. Market seeing is the two-trick pony, which is Lihir and Cadia. We actually think they've got three outstanding growth projects. Two of them are brownfield in Canada and Australia. High free cash flow generation. One of the best miners globally. Newcrest is a buy.
Okay. Gold price is up 19% year to date. It's been a great place to be. Buy, hold, or sell on Newcrest?
Newcrest is a hold for me. I agree with you on gold. We do prefer the others such as Saracen, mainly because for their consistency in terms of delivery. They consistently deliver for 7 years without disappointment. So, you know, you're paying a little bit more for the company like Saracen, but we do prefer that one instead. But I agree with Blake that Newcrest is underperformed at the peers. It's pretty cheap relative to the others, and potentially there's a bit of upside in terms of relative to expectations now heading into the reporting season.
Okay. Telstra, 4% yield, been around investing in 5G, buy, hold, or sell?
I'll put it on a hold. I agree. Its dividend yield certainly is very defensive, especially in the face of banks and everyone else cutting dividends. But to me, it's a company that earning is going backwards. I think for me to go out and buy this bullish in a bullish way is only when the competition really stabilizes. Now, early sign, it probably has. So Optus is saying kind of not really going to compete aggressively, and Telstra is putting up their prices. But now the newly formed venture, Vodafone and TPG, even though they have a lot of debt, they might have to hold cash. But, you know, they just released a new plan that's cheaper than everyone else. So I don't know, that competition still needs to take longer for me to feel comfortable with.
Okay. Like Telstra, buy, hold, or sell? It's been around a while. We've all been on our phones using the data.
Telstra's a buy. And the reason it's a buy is 10 years ago, we were wondering how they were going to get rid of their declining fixed revenues. That's actually happened now. The NBN bought their network. 80% of the valuation today is mobile and the infrastructure business. If you take the mobile business, there has been a massive price war. It's been very, very damaging. In fact, we think Optus is close to break even once you strip out the NBN one-off receipts. So you've got a competitor on their knees. As JB said, you know, prices are starting to lift. There's a long way to go in the mobile repair and the earnings. The second thing is the infrastructure. You know, they carved out the infrastructure business to show the quality of this business. There's optionality around, you know, potential NBN privatisation. 4.5% yield is probably going to grow over the medium term. It's solid. No one wants the banks. Telstra is a buy.
Okay. Blake, buy now, pay later has been all the rage. It has been just absolutely carnage out there, all going up. Zip, buy, hold, or sell?
Zip's a sell. When you think about these growing markets, it generally is winner take all. Afterpay is probably going to be the one. And, you know, the other thing we've done is we actually took all the analyst expectations for all the buy now, pay laters and what the TAM is. And I'll tell you what, this is going to be a huge market if they're all right. We don't think they are. It's a sell.
Junbei, Zipco's been the laggard in the buy now, pay later space. It's only gone up 100% this year. Buy, hold, or sell?
It's absolutely buy for me. In many technology space, if the market is small enough, it's the winner that takes all. But this is enormous market. In the US, a couple of players has gone to the US. With all that investment, we're only 1% penetrated in the US market. 8% in Australia, 1% in the US. Now Zip just bought into that market, and now Zip has exposure to 8 different markets. Now, you know, Canada, there's UK, there's so many markets that could potentially come in online. It's enormous. Now, and this market is real because we've seen Silicon Valley investors putting money in Zip. We've seen Tencent putting money with Afterpay. And potentially there will be more further M&A and activity picking up because they are taking notice that this is a real market. Zip is, so today Afterpay talked to, they now can be sold through Google Pay, Apple Pay, all of that. QuadPay, which is acquired by Zip, has been acquired by Zip, is already on there. So, you know, the market is enormous and they bought a great platform onto it. And in terms of market cap, Afterpay at $18 billion, Zip, 2.5. And Afterpay has 10 million customers. Zip has now, including the acquisition, over close to 4 million customers. So on these spaces, Zip has a long runway to go. You know, by then, probably Afterpay will be in the top 5 of Australian listed company. But Zip certainly will catch up quite a lot on that basis.
Well, if Australians love anything more than buy now, pay later, it's property. Domain, buy, hold, or sell.
It's a buy for me. Look, Domain is actually represent a very interesting opportunity. It's a highly leveraged to the property listing numbers. Now, property listing numbers, believe or not, actually has been negative for the last couple of years because property just don't list long enough. They just sell like that. And in January, we actually finally see that listing numbers started picking up quite strongly. And just before the lockdown took place, of course, everything collapsed. But since then, we have seen this huge pent-up demand. And so in the latest numbers, we're seeing the listing number now up 10%, even in winter. People are selling their houses, even in winter, the minute the lockdown was lifted. Now, investors got unique opportunity at this point because, you know, second lockdown in Victoria, seeing this share price come off a little bit, but it will get reopened. And now this is a seasonally low period. So when spring comes, the earnings growth is enormous, grows much faster than REA and only 1/8 of the market cap of REA. So that's a good opportunity there.
Okay. Blake, Domain, can you get as excited as June Bay?
I can't get as excited as June Bay on any particular day, but not on this one either. It's a hold for me. You know, really solid business, operating in duopoly. This depth penetration we think is going to keep going over time. But, you know, the listings is still the big question mark for us. Maybe if stamp duty goes, you know, we might see a bit of a pickup in listings, less friction. But for now, it's a hold for us.
Okay. We've got a couple of stocks that you both like. Can you tell me something you don't like right now?
Well, I'd say we are funding some of these purchases through something like a CSL, where, you know, great business, but yeah, there's probably not the tailwinds that it's had over the last few years in the next little while. So that's a good funder for us.
Okay, June Bay, you've got something that you're using to fund your Zip shares?
I took my stock. I was going to say CSL. Look, we're not going significantly underweight, but look, a CSL is it's done well and then it's pretty expensive and earning is going to be downgraded. So that's a funder. But of course, we, you know, other things like Fisher & Paykel, we've done very well out of it. And we just felt at earnings over 50 times, a bit too expensive and used that fund for other ideas. So that's, yeah.
Well, our two guests might not agree on the stocks that they love, but they definitely see eye to eye on the one to sell.
Thanks for listening to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis. Register for free at livewiremarkets.com to discover more exclusive investing articles, videos, and podcasts.